Okay, so in today's service, we'll be starting the study of our new book, First Kings.
今天的聚会我们要来学习新的一卷书, 列王记上。
So we spent many weeks studying the life of David in 1st and 2nd Samuel.
我们花了很多时间来学习大卫。
So David is remembered as one of the great kings of Israel.
大卫是以色列最伟大的国王之一。
So perhaps in part because there is more recorded about David's life than any other king.
也有可能是因为这里有更多的关于大卫王的记载。
So he was not without his faults and mistakes.
他也不是说没有犯过错误。
But his heart never departed from God.
但是他的心从来没有离开过神。
David was a brave warrior.
他是一个大能的勇士。
So one who led his people from the front.
他在前线带领他的百姓。
And we saw this early on as a youth when he stepped forward to face the Goliath, the Philistine.
那我们看到他在年轻的时候，他就站出来打败巨人哥利亚。And
he continued to do so as one of the commanders of Saul's army.
那他继续这样做，他就做扫罗军队的一个元帅。And
while being a fugitive in hiding from Saul.
然后呢，后面他就逃亡去躲避扫罗。And
finally as king.
那最后成为一个国王。
Until in the battle against his son Absalom, his men recognized that David was now physically older and weaker.
那直到在他和他儿子亚撒龙的战争里面，他的百姓、他的人才发现了他已经大卫已经年老了。
So they convinced him to no longer risk his life with him in battle.
所以他的人就说服他不要去前线去冒险。So
even as great as David was, he did not escape the things that will eventually come upon all of us as humans.
那尽管呢，像大卫这样，这么厉害，但是他作为一个人呢，他还是不能逃过身体上的衰老。He
could not avoid the growing frailties of an aging human body.
那他也避免不了他身体衰老就变得虚弱。So
in 1 Kings chapter 1, we find David near the end of his time as king.
那在列王记上第一章里面，我们就学习到大卫作王的日子即将结束。Let's
turn to 1 Kings chapter 1.
我们来看列王记上第一章。1
Kings chapter 1, verse 1.
列王记上第一章第一节。1
Kings chapter 1, verse 1.
列王记上第一章第一节。Verse
1. Now King David was old, advancing years, and they put covers on him, but he could not get warm.
列王记上第一章第一节，大卫王年纪老迈，虽用被遮盖，仍不觉暖。So
this describes the physical condition of David.
那这就描述了大卫他的身体状况。Let's
all turn. Let's also turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们也看撒母耳记下第五章。2
Samuel chapter 5 verse 4.
撒母耳记下五章第四节。
2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4.
撒母耳记下五章四节。
Verse 4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years.
撒母耳记下五章四节，大卫登基的时候年三十岁，在位四十年。
So based on 2 Samuel, we see that David was around 70 years old at this point.
那基于这一段经，我们就知道大卫现在可能在70岁左右。So
he's certainly old man, old enough to retire if he was alive now.
那他已经很老了，可以退休了。But
at 70 is not, you wouldn't say that he was especially old.
但是他也不是特别老。But
David had lived a hard life.
他曾经过着一个很艰难的生活。And
it likely had taken its physical toll on his body.
这生活可能也对他的身体造成了一定的伤害。And
all added up had robbed him of his physical vigor.
所以呢，他身体就老了，没有以前那么有精力。Let's
read verse. If we go back to 1 Kings chapter 1.
我们回到列王记上第一章。Let's
also read verse 2 to 4.
我们也读第二节到第四节。Okay,
so chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
列王记上第一章第二节到第四节。
Okay, verse 2. Therefore his servant said to him, let a young woman, a virgin, be sought for our lord the king, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, that our lord the king may be warm. So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel and found Abishag the Shunammite and brought her to the king. The young woman was very lovely and she cared for the king and served him, but the king did not know her.
列王记上第一章第二节到第四节，所以臣仆对他说，不如为我主我王寻找一个处女，使他伺候王，奉养王，睡在王的怀中，好叫我主我王得暖。于是在以色列全境寻找美貌的童女，寻得书念的一个童女亚比煞，就带到王那里。这童女极其美貌，她奉养王，伺候王，王却没有与她亲近。
So what was prescribed by his servants to help David was for a young virgin woman to be brought in to care for him.
因此呢，按照这个规定是要带一个年轻的处女来照顾大卫。
And it says, also says here that she would lie in David's bosom to help him be warm.
就像这里所说的，她睡在王的怀中，叫王得暖。
So this is not just about being physically close to someone to stay warm.
这好像 不单单是说你好像身体靠近一起取暖那样。
For example, if you were mountain climbing or somewhere very cold.
比如说你去爬山，你觉得特别冷。
But there's a belief that the breath of a young, healthy person can help to revive and invigorate those who are old or sick.
但是这里还有一个他们相信，就是如果一个年轻、一个健康的人。他们的呼吸可以帮助这些老人或者病人，他们恢复健康，让他们振作起来。
So this was the purpose, or the reason that Abishag was brought to David's presence.
那这就是为什么亚比煞被带到王那里。
But we can see that it's clear to those around the king that his time was near its end.
Sorry.
It's clear to those around the king that his time was near its end.
所以呢？大卫周围的人很清楚知道大卫的日子即将到了。
And so next we find that David's son Adonijah tries to seize his opportunity to position himself as the next king.
那接下来我们就会看到这个大卫的儿子亚多尼亚，他想要抓住这个机会，让他自己成为下一任国王。
Okay, so let's read verse 5 and 6.
我们来读第五节到第六节。
Okay, verse 5.Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. 6. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, Why have you done so? He was also very good looking. His mother had borne him after Absalom.
列王记上一章五节到六节。那时哈吉的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说我必做王，就为自己预备车辆马兵，又派50人在他前头奔走。他父亲素来没有什么使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？他甚俊美，生在亚撒龙之后。
So here it mentions that he prepares these chariots and horsemen and these 50 men.
那这里谈到了他预备车辆马兵，又派了50个人。
Let's also read 2 Samuel chapter 15.
我们也读撒母耳记下十五章。
2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 1.
撒母耳记下十五章第一节。
Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 1.
撒母耳记下十五章第一节。
Okay, verse 1. After this, it happened that Absalom provided himself with chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him.
撒母耳记下十五章第一节。此后亚撒龙为自己预备车马，又派50人在他前头奔走。
We see that Adonijah has similarities to Absalom.
我们看到了亚多尼尔他跟亚撒龙做了一样的事。
And maybe even taken inspiration from what Absalom did.
他可能是从那个亚撒龙所做的得到了灵感。
So they're firstly both described as good looking.
他们都被圣经描述是生得俊美。
And like Absalom, he did the same thing. They both prepared the chariots and horsemen and for the 50 men to run before them.
他们都做了一样的事情，就是预备车马，又派了五十个人在面前在前头奔走。
And both had a similar thirst for power.
他们都对这个权力有着一样的渴望。
So even though Adonijah did not directly challenge and try to overthrow David as Absalom did,
那尽管这个亚多尼亚他没有像亚撒龙那样想要那样直接想要谋反推翻大卫。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3.
我们来看撒母耳记下第三章。
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2 to 4.
撒母耳记下第三章二到四节。
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2 to 4.
撒母耳记下第三章二到四节。
Verse 2, sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, his second Chileab by Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith, the fifth Shephathiah, the son of Abitai.
撒母耳记下第三章二到四节。大卫在希伯伦得了几个儿子，长子暗嫩是耶斯列人亚西暖所生的，次子基利亚是做过加密人拿巴的妻亚比该所生的，三子亚撒龙是基素王达买的女儿玛加所生的，四子亚多尼亚是哈吉所生的，五子示法提亚是亚比他所生的。
So here lists the sons that are born to David during the early part of his reign.
那这里记载的是大卫他的儿子们。
So you find that Adonijah was David's fourth son.
那我们发现这个亚多尼亚他是大卫的第四个儿子。
So the eldest Amnon had been murdered by Absalom.
那长子暗嫩是被亚撒龙所杀。
The third Absalom had died in battle after trying to usurp the throne.
那这个三子亚撒龙他是在战争里所死，因为他想要谋反。
For the second Chileab, there is no further mention of him in the Bible.
那这个次子基利亚在圣经里是没有其他的记载的。
Though there are researchers or historians who think that perhaps he had already passed before David himself passed.
那有一些学者他们就认为说这个基利亚可能是比大卫就更早的去世了。
So by the time in 1 Kings, Adonijah is at least the second oldest and perhaps possibly the eldest living child.
那在列王记上的时候，这个亚多尼亚他可能是至少是第二大的儿子，而且有可能是还活着的最大的儿子。
So as recently in UK, with King Charles taking over the throne after the death of Queen Elizabeth, it's not an abnormal custom that the eldest would take over the throne.
那最近在英国也是在伊丽莎白女王去世之后，这个她的儿子查尔斯就成为了国王。
So was there anything wrong in what Adonijah did in making moves to take the throne?
所以好像看起来这个亚多尼亚继承王位是没什么错。
So if we look further, let's return back to 1 Kings chapter 1.
但是当我们回到列王记上的时候。
1 Kings chapter 1 verse 7.
那列王记上第一章第七节。
Verse 7, then he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah and with Abiathar the priest, and they followed and helped Adonijah.
第一章第七节，亚多尼亚与希律亚的儿子约押和祭司亚比亚他商议，二人就顺从他，帮助他。
So as with anyone trying to take power, you need to find allies among those who have influence and power.
那对于一个想要做王的人来说，他就要在那些有权有影响力的人里面找到他的盟友。
So Adonijah approaches Joab, who had served as a long time as commander of the army.
那这个亚多尼亚他就去找到了这个约押，他是长时间做元帅的。
So he was someone who held high respect among the people for his leadership and bravery.
那因为他骁勇善战，他就在百姓当中很有威望。
And we see he also approached Abiathar, who along with Zadok was selected to serve jointly as chief priest.
那他又找到了这个亚比亚他，他是跟撒都一样一起被拣选做大祭司的。
So Abiathar would have held respect over the priests and Levites.
所以亚比亚他是在祭司和利未人当中是被尊重的。
And also over the Israelites as a whole, as one of the religious leaders.
那他也是在以色列人当中做这个宗教上的领袖的。
So with the support of two leaders who had great influence over the Israelites, it would give Adonijah's claim to the throne more legitimacy.
所以有了这两个以色列人中很有影响力的领袖的支持，那亚比亚多尼亚他想要成为国王这个事情就看起来更加合理。
So after he had secured that support, Adonijah organizes a great feast to celebrate himself becoming king.
那在他获得了这样的支持之后，他就举办了一场大宴席来庆祝他自己将要成为国王。
Okay, so let's also read verse 9 and 10.
我们来读第九节到第十节。
Verse 9, and Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fattened cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by En-Rogel. He also invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. 10, but he did not invite... just verse 9 for now.
只读第九节。一日亚多尼亚在隐罗节旁索西列磐石那里宰了牛羊肥犊请他的诸弟兄就是王的众子并所有做王臣仆的犹大人。
So again, all seemed quite normal so far.
所以一切看起来好像都很正常。
Just like next year in UK, we're expecting a big celebration as the King Charles is coronated.
那就像明年可能英国会举办那个查尔斯国王的加冕仪式一样。
Okay, but we return back to verse 8.
但是我们回到第八节。
Okay, verse 8. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah.
第八节，但祭司撒都、耶和耶大的儿子比拿雅、先知拿单、示美、利以，并大卫的勇士都不顺从亚多尼亚。
And if we also read verse 10.
那我们一起读第十节。
But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, the mighty men, or Solomon his brother.
唯独先知拿单和比拿雅并勇士与他的兄弟所罗门他都没有请。
So see, there are certain people that Adonijah deliberately did not invite.
那看到这里亚多尼亚故意他不邀请一些人。
So Zadok, who is the other chief priest.
那撒都他是另一个大祭司。
Benaiah, who is head of David's personal guard.
那比拿雅他是大卫的护卫长。
So, David's mighty men who had always been loyal to him.
那大卫的勇士们就是对他很忠诚的那些人。
Continue to follow David even when Absalom usurped the throne.
那尽管在亚撒龙篡位的时候他们也是一直跟从着大卫的那些人。
And also Nathan the prophet who served as a close and trusted advisor to David.
那还有就是先知拿单，他是大卫亲近又信任的近谏的人。
And we see in verse 9 that Adonijah had invited all the other sons of David.
那他甚至邀请了其他王的其他儿子，这里记载王的众子。
Except for Solomon.
只是没有请所罗门。
So we see he did not invite those people who were the closest to David and most loyal to him.
所以看到他这里没有邀请那些跟大卫最亲近又对大卫最忠心的那些人。
And perhaps most obviously, he had not invited David himself.
当然他也没有邀请大卫本人。
But as it was a big celebration that Adonijah had arranged, this could not be fully kept secret from these people.
那因为他举办了非常大的宴席，所以这个事情是不可能藏得住的。
So let's continue to read 11 to 13.
我们继续来读十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to verse 13.
十一节到第十三节。
Verse 11. So Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David our Lord does not know it? Come please, let me now give you advice that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go immediately to King David and say to him, Did you not, my Lord,O king, swear to your maidservant, saying, Assuredly your son Solomon shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. Why then has Adonijah become king?
第十一节到十三节，拿单对所罗门的母亲拔示巴说，哈吉的儿子亚多尼亚做王了，你没有听见吗？我们的主大卫却不知道。现在我可以给你出个主意，好保全你和你儿子所罗门的性命。你进去见大卫王，对他说：“我主我王啊，你不曾向婢女起誓说，你儿子所罗门必接续我做王，坐在我的位上吗？现在亚多尼亚怎么做了王呢？”
So, firstly, verse 13, the prophet Nathan's words confirmed that Adonijah becoming king was not the plan of David.
所以在十三节里面，这个先知拿单的话，他就证实了亚多尼亚做王其实不是大卫的意思和计划。
We know, of course, because the Bible's historical record that Solomon would be the one to succeed David.
我们知道这一点，我们当然知道这一点，因为圣经上已经记载着说，后来所罗门接续大卫做王。
But we see from verse 13 that this plan was also known to others.
但是在十三节里面，我们看到别人也是知道这个大卫的这个计划的。
This wasn't some secret plan or idea that David kept only to himself.
这并不是大卫好像藏着只让自己知道的一个秘密。
Hence why in verse 11, Nathan mentions that this had been kept from David.
所以在十一节里面，拿单提到了说，大卫王却不知道。
So Adonijah was actually defying the will of his father, the king.
所以亚多尼亚他其实是在藐视他父亲，就是国王的旨意。
And in verse 12, we see that Nathan is even concerned over the safety of Solomon.
在十二节里面，这个拿单他甚至担心所罗门的安危。
Suspecting that Adonijah would try to get rid of Solomon to further establish himself as king.
他可能怀疑说亚多尼亚在建立王权之后，他会想要杀了所罗门。
So why would Adonijah defy David in this way?
那为什么他亚多尼亚他会公然的反抗大卫？
If we turn back to verse 6.
如果我们回到第六节。
Okay, verse 6, the first part. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, why have you done so?
第六节的上半部分，他父亲素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？
So as we've already established, David did not know that Adonijah was doing this thing.
就像我们已经读到了，大卫是不知道亚多尼亚做了这个事情的。
But in verse 6, it says that David had not rebuked him at any time.
但是在第六节里面也说到了，大卫素来没有责备过亚多尼亚。
That he had never questioned the actions of Adonijah.
他从来没有质疑过亚多尼亚的所作所为。
We find that this is not a one-off. It's not just with Adonijah.
我们发现他不单单是对亚多尼亚这样。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 13, it records how Amnon, the eldest son, rapes his half-sister Tamar.
那在撒母耳记下13章这里也记载到了，大卫的长子暗嫩他是强暴了他同父异母的妹妹塔玛。
Okay, let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13.
我们来看撒母耳记下13章。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 21.
撒母耳记下13章21节。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 21.
撒母耳记下13章21节。
Verse 21. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry.
21节，大卫王听见这事就甚发怒。
So it records that David was very angry upon hearing what had happened.
所以这里记载大卫听到这件事情的时候发怒。
But there's no record of any punishment that Amnon faced for the serious sin that he had committed.
但是圣经上却没有任何记载，就是暗嫩犯下重罪，没有记载说他受到什么惩罚。
And David's inaction may have played a part in what would come to happen a few years later.
那大卫的不作为就导致了几年之后发生的悲剧。
When Absalom murders Amnon in revenge for his sister Tamar.
就亚撒龙就为了他妹妹报仇，就杀了这个暗嫩。
And after Absalom's sin,Absalom does not see David again for at least 5 years.
在亚撒龙犯罪之后呢，亚撒龙至少有五年之久不见大卫。
But actually, this also was not a punishment on Absalom.
但是，一样的，亚撒龙他也没有受到任何惩罚。
Let's turn to verse 38.
我们来看三十八节。
Chapter 13, verse 38.
撒母耳记下是三章的三十八节。
Okay, 38. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years.
38节，亚撒龙逃到基述，在那里住了三年。
So, you see that actually Absalom is trying to flee away from David.
那实际上这个亚撒龙是想逃离大卫。
It wasn't David's choice for him to go to this other place.
并不是说大卫故意要让他去其他地方。
And later on, when Absalom does eventually return to Jerusalem, it's another 2 years before he comes to see David again.
那在亚撒龙回到耶路撒冷之后呢，他又有两年没有见大卫。
But this whole five-year period was because Absalom chose to flee.
但是这五年呢，是因为亚撒龙他选择了去逃跑。
Fearing what punishment he may face for murdering his brother.
那他是害怕他因为杀了他哥哥可能会受到一些惩罚。
Okay, let's also read verse 37.
那我们一起读37节。
Verse 37, but Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur, and David mourned for his son every day.
37节，亚撒龙逃到基素王亚米忽的儿子达买那里去了，大卫天天为他儿子悲哀。
So you see that rather than being angry or seeking to punish Absalom, David is even mourning for his son.
那大卫，他对亚撒龙生，他不是对大卫不是对亚撒龙生气，想要惩罚他。相反，他是天天为他儿子悲哀。
So verse 39 also tells us that David longed to see Absalom again.
那也说到了他心里切切想念亚撒龙。
But again, there are consequences to David's inaction.
但是这是大卫不作为的结果。
Okay, let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 15.
我们来读撒母耳记下十五章。
2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 4 to 6.
撒母耳记下十五章 四到六节
Chapter 15 verse 4 to 6
撒母耳记下十五章四到六节
Verse 4 Moreover, Absalom would say, All that I were made judge in the land, and everyone who has any suit or cause would come to me, that I would give him justice. 5 And so it was, whenever anyone came near to bow down to him, that he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him.In this manner, Absalom acted toward all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
撒母耳记下十五章四到六节，亚撒龙又说：“恨不得我做国中的士师，凡有争讼求审判的，到我这里来，我必秉公判断。若有人近前来要拜亚撒龙，亚撒龙就伸手拉住他，与他亲嘴。以色列人中，凡去见王求判断的，亚撒龙都是如此待他们。这样，亚撒龙暗中得了以色列人的心。”
So after returning to Jerusalem, Absalom starts his plan to charm the people.
那回到了耶路撒冷，亚撒龙就开始了这个计划。他首先是得了以色列人的心。
So to increase his own influence and reputation at the expense of David.
那他不惜以大卫为代价来提高他自己的影响力和他的名声。
Verse 7 tells us that Absalom did this for 40 years.
在第七节说到亚撒龙这样做了四十年。
Yet David took no action against Absalom. Took no action against Absalom.
那大卫对这个事情没有做任何的举动。
So not to rebuke him, not to ask him, what are you doing?
他没有责备他，也没有问他说你到底在做什么。
Leading to his eventual act of treason.
那导致了这个亚撒龙他最后谋反。
So, Absalom's wrongdoing was great, much more than his brother Adonijah.
那亚撒龙所犯的错是比他的兄弟亚多尼亚更甚的。
He even committed sexual immorality with his father's concubines before the people.
他甚至在百姓的面前与大卫的妃嫔行淫乱。
So under the Mosaic law in Leviticus, it says that uncovering the nakedness of your father's wife is punishable by being cut off from his people.
那在摩西律法中，根据利未记十八章的记载，露父亲妻子的下体是要受惩罚，从百姓当中被剪除的。
But if we turn to chapter 18, we can see how David feels about Absalom even after all this.
那我们如果看到十八章，就会看到大卫在发生了这一切事情之后对亚撒龙的看法。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 33.
我们来看十八章的三十四节。33节。
Chapter 18, verse 33.
撒母耳记下十八章三十三节。
Verse 33. Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said thus, Oh, my son, Absalom, my son, Absalom. If only I died in your place. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.
33节，王就心里伤痛，上城门楼去哀哭，一面走一面说，我儿亚撒龙啊，我儿亚撒龙啊，我恨不得替你死，亚撒龙啊，我儿。
So we see that after this battle against Absalom, we find David mourning over his son.
所以我们发现在跟亚撒龙的征战之后呢，大卫是为了亚撒龙来哀哭的。
And even wishing that he himself had died instead of Absalom.
大卫说，我恨不得替你死。
Even his commander Joab later rebukes him.
那尽管之后他的元帅约押就责备了他。
So to love our children is of course a very natural emotion to have.
那我们爱小孩是我们很自然的一种情感。
Even to love them so much that you overlook and forgive their wrongs.
有的时候我们太爱他们，甚至我们忽略或者原谅了他们所犯的过错。
So indeed, our Heavenly Father demonstrates His love towards us in forgiving and overlooking our sins.
那我们天上的父也是这样爱，跟我们展示他的爱，他原谅了我们的罪。
But loving our children does not mean that we just forgive and overlook their wrongs.
但是爱我们的小孩并不代表着我们就要原谅或者是忽视他们所犯的错误。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
我们来看箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15.
箴言二十九章十五节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15.
箴言二十九章十五节。
Verse 15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
箴言二十九章十五节，杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
So First Kings basically describes how David had neither given a rod nor rebuke to his son Adonijah.
所以列王记上里面说到了这个大卫他并没有杖打，没有责备他的儿子亚多尼亚。
Essentially leaving him to himself to do what he wants to do.
他是放纵他，让他想要做自己去做自己想做的事情。
And so indeed, Adonijah brings shame to David.
那最后呢，这个亚多尼亚就让大卫蒙羞。
By not respecting and going against his will.
他不尊重大卫的话，违背他的旨意。
Let's also read Ephesians chapter 6.
我们也来读以弗所书六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse
4. 以弗所书六章四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
以弗所书六章四节
Verse 4 And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord
以弗所书六章四节你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们
So it's not just the knowledge and skills of the world that we need to teach our children
我们不单是要教导我们小孩世界上的知识和技能
So Paul here tells us that we need to teach them the word of God
保罗这里告诉我们，我们应当教导他们神的话语。
So in the training, it says here, in the training of the Lord.
要照着主的教训，警戒养育他们。
And that training is the word of God.
那这个教训就是神的话。
So we need to be brought up in it.
你需要用神的话来养育他们。
So that we understand the word of God and live our life according to it.
那他们就可以明白神的话语，并且照着神的话语过他们的生活。
Paul also mentions here that we need to admonish and discipline our children.
那在这里，保罗也说到了要警戒，并且要管教我们的小孩。
So、meaning to correct them when they are wrong.
就是说，当他们犯错的时候，要纠正他们。
And this is how God acts as a father to all of us.
那我们的神作为我们的父，也是这样对我们的。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
那我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 to 7.
希伯来书十二章六到七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 to 7.
希伯来书十二章六到七节。
Verse 6, For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
希伯来书十二章六到七节。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢
？So through each of our lives, God disciplines us in different ways.
所以在我们的生活中，神可能会通过不同的方式来管教我们。
Because he loves us and sees us as his children.
因为他爱我们，把我们当作他的儿女。
So he wants to correct us when we are wrong, so we become better.
他在我们犯错的时候管教我们，想要我们变得更好。
Because God always sees the bigger picture.
因为神他看得比我们更远。
His focus is on our future.
他关注的是我们的未来。
To help us obtain eternal life.
他想要帮助我们得到永生。
So just like how we are concerned about our children's education because we're concerned about their working future.
就好像我们担心啊，就好像我们关注小孩的教育，因为担心他们未来的工作。
But love is not just about trying to provide all the best for our children.
那爱呢，不单单是说要给孩子们提供最好的。
Or to try to solve all their difficulties and problems.
也不是说要为他们解决他们所有的困难与问题。
So if we do that, they grow up not knowing how to deal with difficulties.
那如果他们这样长大了，他们以后就不知道要怎么样来度过困难。
So not knowing how to do things for themselves.
他们就不知道自己要怎么样来处理事情。
And not knowing how to endure through trials and sufferings.
他们就不知道要怎样忍耐这个试炼和痛苦。
So Absalom and Adonijah were not brought up well.
那亚撒龙和亚多尼亚他们都没有被好好养育长大。
In contrast to Solomon, it's obvious that they did not understand what it meant to be king of Israel.
那他们与所罗门王不同，他们不知道说成为以色列的国王意味着什么。
To be the king over God's chosen people.
那就是要成为神选民的国王。
For example, in David's own life, he did not even dare to lay a hand on Saul as God's anointed king.
那在大卫自己的生活当中，他也不敢伸手加害于扫罗，因为扫罗是神所高的国王。
Despite having been wronged many times by Saul.
尽管扫罗一次次误解他。
So it's difficult to imagine that if Absalom or Adonijah had been asked what they wanted from God, that they would have asked for wisdom to judge God's people.
那我们很难想象，如果说神问亚撒龙或者亚多尼亚，问他们说你们要求什么，他们我们很难想象他们会像所罗门那样求智慧来判断神的选民。
But they had not been brought up to understand to understand the role of being king of God's people.
因为他们没有被他们从小没有被教导说成为神的国王意味着什么。
So one common parenting tactic is to use.The incentive of pocket money to teach and encourage our children to help with chores around the house.
那我们教小孩的时候很经常用的一个策略呢，就是我们用那些零花钱来鼓励他们做家务。
So this is a good thing, of course. Children learn that they should help out at home.
那当然这是好的，因为小孩子会学到他们应该帮忙家里做家务。
So similarly, we should be teaching them that they should help to serve God.
那相似的，我们应当要教导他们要来服侍神。
Because as Christians, we should all be servants of God.
因为作为一个基督徒，我们都是神的仆人。
So it's important that our children also learn this.
那我们的小孩也要很重要的是我们的小孩也要知道这一点。
But the why is also important.
但为什么是这么重要的呢？
The why, as in the reason, is also important.
为什么这是重要的呢？
To help them properly understand God's word.
就是为了让他们来明白神的话语。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
加拉太书第五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
加拉太书第五章十三节。
Verse 13.
13节
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
加拉太书第五章十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
So Galatians teaches us that we serve because of love.
那加拉太书这里教导我们，我们服侍是因为我们爱。
To impart the love and grace of God to others.
是为了传递神的爱与恩典给其他人。
So if our children serve God to get a reward, like pocket money, for example, to get blessings.
那如果我们服侍神是为了要得零花钱，就好像说是要从神那里得到祝福的话，
then we have not helped them to properly understand the word of God.
那我们就没有帮助这个小孩好好的去理解，去明白神的话语。
They may only understand that we should serve without understanding why and how we should serve.
那他们可能会明白我们要服侍神，但他们不知道我们为什么要服侍，我们要怎样服侍。
So Solomon, unlike his brothers, had been taught and understood his role as king.
那所罗门他不像他的弟兄们，他从小被他被教导了，知道要作为国王的责任。
Hence, why when he was asked by God, he requested wisdom and understanding.
那所以当神问他说要求什么的时候，他向神求智慧。
Let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
我们也来看箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Chapter 22, verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
箴言二十二章第六节。教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老，他也不偏离。
So it's important that we love our children in the right way.
所以我们要用正确的方式来爱我们的小孩。
Following the example of how God loves us.
就要照着神爱我们那样去做。
So to teach them to live according to the word of God.
要按照神的话语来教导我们的小孩。
To discipline them when they are wrong.
要当他们犯错的时候要管教他们。
Because this all helps to build up their foundation.
因为这是帮助他们建立根基。
So that when they grow up, that they no longer need us.Always there to help them.
那所以当他们长大之后，他们就不需要我们总是去帮助他们。
So that, for example, they themselves will know what is right and wrong.
所以就好像他们长大之后能自己辨明是非。
So if we turn back to First Kings.
所以我们回到列王记上。
So after David hears of this matter.
所以当大卫听到了这件事之后
He immediately instructs his loyal advisors to prepare and conduct the ordination of Solomon as king.
那他就履行他的诺言高所罗门做王
And to have him seated on the throne as king.
让他坐在他的王位上
So that there can be no dispute or no ambiguity about who is the rightful king of Israel.
所以在这样就很清楚以色列人就知道谁才是真正的国王。
And in Adonijah's celebration party, they hear this, these loud celebrations coming from the city.
那在亚多尼亚的宴会上，他们就听到了这个城里发生的发出的欢呼的声音。
And so upon hearing that David had appointed Solomon to be king, Adonijah and those and the people become greatly afraid.
那亚多尼亚他们就知道说所罗门已经被高作王他们就非常害怕
So let's read verse 50 to 53
我们来读五十节到五十三节
50 Now Adonijah was afraid of Solomon so he arose and went and took hold the horns of the altar and it was told Solomon saying indeed Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon for look he has taken hold of the horns of the altar saying let King Solomon swear to me today and he will not put his servants to death with swordAnd Solomon said, If he proves himself a worthy man, not one hair of him shall fall to the earth. But if wickedness is found in him, he shall die.
列王记上第一章五十到五十五十节到五十三节，亚多尼亚惧怕所罗门，就起来去抓住祭坛的脚。有人告诉所罗门说，亚多尼亚惧怕所罗门王，现在抓住祭坛的脚，说，愿所罗门王今日向我起誓，必不用刀杀仆人。所罗门王说他若做忠义的人连一根头发也不至于落在地上他若行恶必要死亡
So you see that Adonijah is deeply afraid for his own life
所以这个亚多尼亚为他自己的性命非常担心非常惧怕
Because he essentially committed an act of treason Sorry? Essentially committed an act of treason
因为他犯了一个就是篡位的这个罪。
But Solomon chooses to show mercy on him, but on a condition that he proves himself a worthy man.
但是呢，这个所罗门王向他施慈爱，就但是有一个条件，就是说他要做忠义的人。
So perhaps this was because Solomon knew his brother, knew what he was like.
那可能是所罗门王很了解他的这个哥哥亚多尼亚。
But this condition that Solomon gives his brother is something that will come to be important in the next chapter.
那这个所罗门给他哥哥所设下的这个条件就成了下一章学习的重点。
Okay, so because of time, we'll end our study of this chapter here.
那因为时间关系，我们这一章的学习就到这儿。
Okay, so let us rise up and sing hymn 411.
我们一同起立唱诗411首。